This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
BT, every Tuesday, 11:40. You know what time it is. A little bald face lie, bald face truth. Hoffy, what do you have for us today?
All right, let's start it off because Francisco Lindor is going to be on in about 13 or so minutes. BT, starting with you. Bald face lie, bald face truth. Francisco Lindor will have a slow April.
I'm going to ask him, and I'm going to ask him, I think, more specifically, what he's going to do to combat that. I'm going to say that he's going to rectify it more. I don't think he's going to come out and hit 320. So I'm kind of in the middle. But I'm going to say bold face. You know what? I'm going to say bold face truth. I got to see it. It's very consistent with him. And the only reason I was thinking about going live is because you got Soto behind you, which changes a lot. But I got to see it. He's just been too chilly in April for my taste. Bold face truth.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a bold face lie only because it has been acknowledged and talked about. Now, we get a chance to talk to him directly in about 12 minutes, as Hoff was saying before, so we could ask him flat out, well, what changes are you going to make sure you don't have another slow start? I thought he's going to have a huge year last year. The slow start was obviously discouraging. He rebounded to a point where he was going to be the NL MVP, if not for Shohei Ohtani. But he's got to have a fast start here. I think he does, in part because he acknowledged it, in part because it's the only thing missing now for him with the Mets, and obviously in large in part due to Juan Soto hitting behind him. So I do think he's getting off to a hot start.
Very nice. Ball face lie, ball face truth. Sal.
Yeah.
Knicks will finish the season as the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference.
Where are they at now?
They're at the 3 seed.
Still 3. It's getting tight.
I liked what I've seen from the Knicks the last couple of games. Even with the loss in Los Angeles, I thought that they played well in that game, BT.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, last night, destroying Sacramento without Brunson. Who's catching him is the problem, right? If you look at the standings right now, as they just pulled up, I mean, you got a 4-game lead over the Bucks. So a 4.5-game lead to be exact. And I don't think Milwaukee is particularly good. Yeah, I think I don't think the Knicks are catching the Celtics or the Cavs. I think they're probably locked in right now as a 3, so that's a bald-faced truth?
Yes.
Okay, the bald-faced truth, they are locked in at 3.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you as well. I would say bald-faced truth. The Warriors, the Lakers, the Clippers, a couple tough losses. But I do like, to be fair, I like what I'm starting to see a little bit more on the defensive side. And I don't think it's an accident. And listen, Jalen Brunson, without Brunson, this team goes nowhere. But, when your first level of defense is better, and it's better without Jalen, it just is. You're going to see the numbers reflect that. The last 4 games, 3 of which have been losses, but the Knicks' opponents have shot 43%, which is a nice decrease. Defense tightening things up. I like Tucker now, a little toughness, a little tenacity. So I do think they'll finish up in the 3 spot. Ball face truth.
All right. Well, final one, BT. Ball face live, ball face truth. The New York Yankees will play in the AL wild card round this year.
In a wild card. I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I'm going to say they're going to find a way to avoid that.
By missing it altogether?
No, no, by winning the division there, knuckleheads.
Yeah, you had a couple of options.
I should clarify, that's
okay,
true.
Yeah.
Could go either way. I think that it's nobody's going to win the East with a gaudy win total. I think there's a lot of flaws here. Now, the Red Sox are going to be much better, is no doubt. I don't think anybody runs away with 96, 97. So I think the winner's probably going to be more in that 92, 93 neighborhood. And provided Hill comes back, which I think he will, I think the Yankees barely win it. So I'm going to say Ballface lie. They will not have to play in the wild card.
Yeah.
They will bypass it.
Give me the idea of the playoff format again. Something that I knew. Like,
I know.
I mean, forever.
I know.
As an 8-year old.
Yeah. Well, it's changed so many different times. As an 8-year old, it was easy.
Yeah,
you win the division, you keep playing.
True. But it's changed so many times. Like, so how do they.
You need to be the one of the two top teams in the.
American to avoid
League.
The wild card?
Exactly.
Top two.
I think the Yankees will avoid the wild card. So I would say that is a bald-faced lie. They will not be playing in the wild card round until I see otherwise. I'm sorry. They're the Yankees. Their pedigree is as great as anybody else. I know it's not the logical, practical thing to say. Also, by the way, they do have good players. So it's not they lose Cole, but they still have Max Fried. Okay, the rotation is not the strength that it was once was, but I don't think the American League is particularly good. You tell me the Yankees can't be a top two team?
No, they could. It's just not going to be as easy. I think what's happened here is that the Yankees, at least from my perspective, the goal doesn't change. But I think the ability to coast to some of those goals in the eyes of some has changed, including mine. Now, I don't look at a baseball season as, even though I said, you know, Yanks should win 90 games with their eyes shut before all these injuries, and I meant it. But I'm not one of these. I don't say World Series. Like, matter of fact, you've asked me a few times before the injuries, and I'm like, I don't feel it. I don't feel it. Like, I don't just put the Yankees into the World Series or even into the League Championship Series because they're the Yankees. I don't do that. Maybe back in the day, there was a little tendency to do that because there was such a disparity. That disparity no longer exists here. So I think the Yankees have gotten a little worse. I think a few of the other teams, the Red Sox, Baltimore, maybe Kansas City, the Astros, I'm sure I'm missing one, they are probably going to be a little bit better, at least a few of those teams, than we think, which kind of closes the gap. All right. And that's where I think happens.
Well, let me ask it this way. Do you think the Yankees are winning the division?
Barely. It's tight.
But you think that they win the division?
I do.
If they win the division, they will no doubt, in my mind, and I'm assuming yours as well, not play in the wild card.
Correct.
Round. If they don't, then they cannot. Then they will be. I'm just looking over the playoff format to get exact stuff. So yeah, the best top teams have a bye, but you also have to be the best division winner.
Correct.
So even if the Yankees have a better record than say the Rangers, who win the West, or the Twins, who win the Central, those teams will get favored.
You got to win
the division.
Yep.
So it starts with that, which I don't think is going to be as easy as I thought initially.
I agree. Not going to be easy.
But I do believe that ultimately they will win the division, and I wouldn't bet on that. I would take the Red Sox at a better price, but that's a different story than thinking who's actually going to win. I think the Yankees will win the division, and if they win the division, they're going to have, at least I would think, a top two record in the American League.
I think it's the kind of thing where, you know, back in the day we'd wake up, we'd check the papers. I think now it's kind of like when they put the digital graphic up on Yes or Apple or wherever else they play. I think you're going to see just a very tightly congested East. I don't think there's much gap, much space. I think the Orioles, a lot of people sleeping on them. I know they lost some pitching, but they've got some young position players that are among the best players in baseball. I think it's a battle. Even Toronto's going to score some runs, and the Rays are scrappy. There's no real true doormat. What, 93 wins, maybe? 93 and a half, 94 to win the division? Yeah.
BT and Sal on the fan when we come back.
Francisco
Lindor. The should have been MVP of the National League last year. He will join us when we come back. Stay tuned.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.